For SearchSAP.com, I'm Rob Westervelt. You're listening to SearchSAP coverage of SAP Sapphire 2006 from Orlando, Florida. In this edition, we'll talk about SAP Business Intelligence with Roman Bucari. Roman's Vice President of Composite and Analytical Applications at SAP. Roman talks about SAP's Business Intelligence Accelerator. The BI Accelerator is SAP's rack-type appliance aimed at improving the speed of analyzing business data. The appliance is the result of a partnership with HP, IBM, and Intel. We'll also talk about the new business intelligence features found in the NetWeaver platform with Lothar Schubert. Lothar is Business Intelligence Solution Strategy Lead for SAP. Lothar spoke to reporters during a panel discussion at Sapphire. I asked Roman Bucari if anything's changed with the Business Intelligence Accelerator since its initial announcement last year.
So what has changed? Since the time that we talked about it and Shai demonstrated it on stage, what has happened is we've gotten proof from external firms like Winter Corp that in fact these things are linearly scalable, that indeed SAP's Business Intelligence Accelerator does give the orders of magnitude improvement. But what also has changed is that we've exposed them, we've given it to our real customers. And so if you saw the press release today, there are quotes there from BP. Real users in real situations using real technology saying, yes, we are getting the kind of improvement that we were expecting, that we are seeing the kind of acceleration that SAP promised us, that we now are able to allow our business people to run the previously verboten type queries. And the example that I use is, you know, if you think of it, in the old days, let's say not that far ago, 10 years ago, a business user who would ask a question such as, you know, what is our most popular SKU out of a 30,000 or 100,000 SKU catalog sold across 300 retail outlets over the last 30 days? You know, that's the kind of query where IT would say, well, you're not allowed to do this. They would say, this kind of query is perhaps maybe valid, but we'll schedule it. We'll schedule over a Christmas break or over a holiday where no one's using these systems. And really, are you sure you need to ask this kind of question? That was the way it was done in the past. Now with BI Accelerator and the kind of performance that we're seeing, A, linear, but B, multi-billion row aggregates and sub-second performance, now we can allow business people to ask these kinds of questions. We can allow business people to start to experiment and to explore their data. We can start to...
Do companies really want their business people to experiment and explore? I mean, doesn't that open up new problems?
That's an interesting question. And so I will tell you this, that do companies want it? The answer that I would give is, do companies want their business people to be smarter and more strategic and more aware and more plugged into what's happening inside their corporations? And the answer is yes. Now, would you want to permit anybody, anytime, to willy-nilly run these kinds of queries? Probably not. Good governance is always required. And BI Accelerator or the Analytic X apps are not an excuse to abandon good governance. This is not permission, nor is it designed to allow IT to simply say, well, just do whatever you want. No. But what it does give is now with bandwidth almost unlimited, with the processing power on my desktop almost beyond what I as an individual user can stress, especially when you start to think about 64-bit OS. Now the data storage is into multi-terabytes, and in many customers now starting to think about triple-digit terabyte installations. Solutions such as the BI Accelerator allows you a much greater degree of flexibility. It means that, again, still, good governance is required, but you can ask those kinds of questions. You can ask those questions without worrying about, will my system get brought down to its knees? Do I have to schedule this thing weeks and weeks in advance and then run this query for months on end? It means that you have a new level of flexibility, and that's the real value.
Now, how many BI accelerators does a company have to purchase? In other words, will one do
so
the
it's
whole
one
job?
An excellent question. So it's really one BI accelerator. It's really one engine.
And this is a unit.
So it's perfect surface case. So let me clarify. So it's one BI accelerator, but it gets deployed into your corporate environment as an appliance. Okay. And the appliance is sold by HP or IBM using Intel chipsets.
Mm-hmm.
And this appliance relies on blade server technology. Now, how many blades do you need? How long is a piece of string? And what I mean by that is the number of blades that you need depends on how many users you have. How complex is the individual query? How many concurrent queries do you have in flight? How many queries do you want to support in flight? Do you want to adjust your environment towards the mean utilization rates or to the peak?
Mm-hmm.
So that level of flexibility is what IT gains now.
What kind of software is in this box?
So the BI Accelerator is a component of NetWeaver. So what's in the box is a NetWeaver, an element of NetWeaver.
Okay.
It creates indices on top of our info cubes. It creates indices on our multidimensional structures. And it's those indices then that an OLAP client would be able to pick up, analyze, and the BI accelerator determines whether you go to the index
mm-hmm.
or to the actual source multidimensional structure.
And what kind of connectors are needed with the applications and with the systems that are already in place? In other words, are there, what's the integration like with this particular appliance?
I would say practically automatic. What I mean is the BI accelerator, you point it at where your cubes are stored.
Mm-hmm.
Your OLAP client doesn't have to be reconfigured. Your queries don't have to be rebuilt. The analytic XAMPPs don't have to rebuild. To the end user applications, to the OLAP applications, the fact that the BI accelerator is in the network is invisible.
So implementation, obviously you're going to say it's extremely easy. You just plug it in and it works.
Basically. But that's exactly it, right? That's the idea. The idea why we called it an appliance is that that's it. You plug in to the electricity. You uh-huh. plug it into your network. You point where your cubes are located, and the accelerator is off and running.
Before this, what were companies using to accelerate queries?
Good data warehouse practices. So okay. they would create their own aggregates, they would create their own indices, they would manage and monitor what kind of queries you were putting into the network. They would make sure that the business analysts were savvy enough to do optimization of MDX or SQL.
Mm-hmm.
So until this point, you relied on a lot of human ingenuity and a lot of practices that have really emerged in the data warehousing world over the last 30 years. There was nothing wrong with it. There is nothing wrong with it. The only challenge is that good data warehousing practices emerged based on very limited hardware, very limited bandwidth, very limited processing capabilities. Today, in the 21st century, a new way had to be found. And so this is why SAP introduced this BI accelerator.
Are there any other sort of appliances like this out there that companies?
There are certainly third-party products that have done this in using hardware, using software, using combination of the two. But what's interesting about SAP is that how was BI accelerator conceived?
Mm-hmm.
It was conceived out of the merger of the T-Rex search engine technology,
okay.
part of NetWeaver.
I don't know what T-Rex is. So
let me describe that in a sec. But it's the T-Rex search engine technology instead of NetWeaver, plus business intelligence of NetWeaver.
Mm-hmm.
And so before I even define what T-Rex is all about, I'll say to you that this is what's so interesting, is that it's a capability of NetWeaver plus a capability of NetWeaver that then give rise to yet another capability that neither one alone could have provided.
Mm-hmm.
So what is T-Rex? T-Rex is a search engine technology embedded within NetWeaver that allows you to say, well, in my collaborative rooms, in my unstructured data set, somewhere there I know there's an email from Shibana. And this email talked about the fact that this customer had this success with this piece of technology. Let's find it. And so you would issue a search request.
Mm-hmm.
And what T-Rex has done since inception was create indices, of course, of the data. What we did here is we applied T-Rex search index technology to the world of business intelligence.
How much does it cost?
So the blade servers themselves you would buy from HP or IBM.
Mm-hmm.
And for SAP, we don't normally discuss prices. So I would say that for your readers, for your listeners, if they're interested, best thing to do is contact SAP.
Okay. And do you have to be using the latest version of SAP in order to use the accelerator?
Yes.
You do?
You would need to use the NetWeaver 2004S version.
Once you get it in place, this thing is an appliance out there on its
yep.
own. How easy is it to upgrade when you need to upgrade it?
Well, look, it's, of course it's an appliance, in the, but it's an appliance in the sense of that it's a dedicated box. And it's a dedicated box, again, because it took four companies to make this a reality. SAP and the software and the NetWeaver capabilities, Intel with their hardware and the chipset, HP and IBM to build and to sell the rack servers, the blade servers. But it is, of course, hardware and software. And so hardware is upgradable, especially in blade server technology. Software is upgradable. And so what kinds of things would we be doing next? Well, look at what SAP is going to be announcing. Look at Shai's keynote in a little bit of time, in an hour or so. And you'll see our discussions of the future of where we see information management going. And the moment that you start to see our path to information management, you say, oh, well, that means I would need to be able to access this quickly.
It only taps into SAP data sources?
Today, it only points at the SAP multidimensional structure, so the info cubes, yes.
And is there any, will you said today, is there an opportunity that in the future it can point to other data sources?
Look, I would say this, you know, on the record or off the record, I would say never say never. But our goal is to make sure that our solution serves the needs of our customers today and in the future. Now, what we are doing...
But most customers are in a heterogeneous environment.
Correct.
Using...
Correct. So, but you do end up with a basic, an interesting question, which is, well, if I pointed to non-SAP systems, what kinds of systems would I point at? Would I point at a third-party data warehouse and accelerate that? Would I point it to a third-party transactional system and accelerate that? And it's not just a matter of acceleration. How do I reconcile those different data sets? Again, our goal is to make sure that we serve the needs of our customers. And our goal is to make sure that NetWeaver is the most scalable, most robust, most, you know, best performing platform that we have. Future data integration opportunities, you know, depends as to what happens, depends what kinds of needs those are, depending what kind of interfaces customers are looking for.
I was going to ask you if there's an opportunity for independent software vendors to create interfaces that would connect to the accelerator.
To the accelerator, no. To SAP NetWeaver, absolutely.
Right.
Those exist, right? They exist at the EAI level. They exist at the ETL level. They exist at the data management level. They exist at, now through the SAP Calypso acquisition, at the EII level, Enterprise Information
and Integration. And the enterprise services are available for these companies?
Enterprise, well, XMLA is a web service definition for accessing multidimensional structures.
Okay.
And we have been a consumer and a producer of XMLA since the standards were first conceived. So the answer is yes. The reason why we ask you to put it into our multidimensional cubes is when I do a multi-billion row aggregate, part of that is that I have really done the processing and the indexing of that cube. You start to introduce third-party information sources, and the BI accelerator might, but today is not within scope.
Is there any parts of SAP, any data sources within SAP that right now the BI accelerator can't connect to?
The BI accelerator today only points at the BW info cube.
And finally, Lothar Schubert, the Business Intelligence Solutions Strategy Lead for SAP, discusses briefly some of the new business intelligence capabilities that can be found in NetWeaver.
What is new about NetWeaver? NetWeaver has been around now since about 3 years. The latest release is NetWeaver. That was shipped in October last year. It's going to ramp up very soon enough to be in general availability. And there are quite a few innovations which are also very relevant in the context of analytics. Significant enhancements have been done into user experience and usability. That means things such as usability for interactive analysis has greatly enhanced here in Excel in the web. Strong formatted reporting capabilities are now shipped out of the box with NetWeaver. And certainly Vision Composer is part of this latest NetWeaver release, which allows this model-driven deployment and development of analytic applications, and is leveraging Adobe Flex technology, former Multimedia Flex technology, to deliver what Adobe calls richer internet applications. So you have very rich desktop type experience, very intuitive, very user friendly on the web browser.
That wraps up this edition of Search SAP's news coverage of SAP Sapphire 2006 from Orlando, Florida. Be sure to check out previous podcasts at searchsap.com/audio. For now, I'm Rob Westervelt. Have a great day.